Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure, touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas, tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
It is the 28th day of April. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of The Blue Table. My name is Mervyn Hanley. Tonight, it's commentary, and we will focus on the CPL coming to St. Kitts and Nevis. We will also focus on the drop in the quarantine for St. Kitts and Nevis. So it will be commentary tonight and not news. So let's take a break. We'll hear from the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and the Anchor Podcast, and we'll be right back with commentary.
Everyone struggles at times. Even we too have our own struggles. Do you have a loan at the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and have fallen behind on your payments because of financial difficulties? Have your financial situation changed? If your answer is yes, visit the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis or call 465-2288 extension 1101 or 469-5416 to make an appointment to discuss our debt evaluation and restructuring plan with one of our qualified officers. We are committed to working with you to make a sustained positive difference in your life.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure, touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas, tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
The government of St. Kitts and Nevis continues to do battle against the COVID-19 pandemic. But over the last 36 hours, news broke with regards to possible economic development and changes in the protocols in some areas. In a recent announcement, CPL announced that St. Kitts will be the host country of the 2021 staging of the tournament. In what then seemed to be an interesting turn, it was mentioned that come mid-May, protocols for local sporting events will be relaxed to allow a higher percentage of in-person attendance. Now, what has changed? What new dynamic has taken place between the last protocol listing and this new revelation? Are we now close to herd immunity? Or are more individuals now getting their first shot of the AstraZeneca vaccine? What could have caused the National Task Force to give such advice to the cabinet? I'm just asking the questions, and questions that folks are asking in the streets and the corner bars and shops. Folks, not that they disagree, but they're just asking what took place overnight. Now, this is a major shift away from what has been the norm for the task force. Football Association, no in-person attendance. Cricket limited in person. School sports were to be spectator-less, inter-primary, abandoned. All while the country recorded no local clusters or community spread. Today, right now, there's still no community spread. Thank God. There are no local clusters. Thank God. However, the task force has issued guidelines for the month of May. Does this have anything to do with the pending CPL tournament? Is it mere coincidence that this announcement coming months before the tournament is set to kick off? Or is the confidence of the task force in the people of St. Kitts and Nevis to adhere to the social distancing protocols and the wearing of masks? Now, if we turn our minds a few weeks ago at the Blue Table, we would have heard from the executive director of the Culturama Secretariat on Nevis, Antonio Abonati Liber, who intimated that a maximum of 150 persons would be allowed at festival activities. Now we learn that fully vaccinated people would be allowed to be at cultural activities, and those with one dose would have to adhere to the protocols established. Again, what has changed that has caused the task force to change their minds in such a short time? Then there is the big news. CPL, the Caribbean Premier League, comes to town, and immediately a drop in 50% in personal attendance is allowed. For most of us, that is good news. And for businesses, good news. So is it a case for the money-making enterprises to benefit? Genuine economic boost? Because if you read the new orders, you would now see a shift that brings local sports in line with the concessions given to CPL as it relates to spectators. Now, we also learned that our quarantine requirements will now be downgraded to 9 days from 14 days for fully vaccinated people. Of course, that's pending a negative PCR test. A person becomes fully vaccinated after 2 weeks had passed since their second dose of either the AstraZeneca or Pfizer Moderna. The Johnson & Johnson is a one-shot, one dose, but it is still considered fully vaccinated. So while a fully vaccinated person can still contract the virus, the effect and transmission of the virus presents low risk. But in St. Kitts and Nevis, when that news broke on Tuesday night, many are convinced that the quarantine drop from 14 to 9 days is enough. And that is very much still 2 weeks, according to some. There is a feel that to take the second shot may be of no value. I disagree. Now, maybe the St. Kitts and Nevis National Task Force can provide simplistic analyses of the process used. I'm curious to know the process used at the acceptance of the 5-day drop. Is it CDC, Center Disease Control? Who? Is it CAFA? Is it PAHO? Is it the WHO? Which regional and or international organizations provided the guidelines to the task force that they arrived at this decision? But let me be clear, though, that there may be very well some among us that believe, fully vaxxed or not vaxxed at all, that the mandatory quarantine period of 14 days should remain in an effort to protect the vulnerable amongst us. But I also believe that's the thinking probably of the St. Kitts and Nevis task force. But I also believe that they're doing this in stages, because I firmly believe that come August, it's not going to be 9 days. You may see 4 days. You may even see 24 hours, but we shall see. But we also have to accept, though, that the time is fast approaching when the country, the region, and the world must open their doors to international travelers, preferably those who are vaccinated at some level against this global killer. Countries that continue to depend heavily on the mighty tourism dollar are those who are facing the real task of convincing its citizens to vaccinate while considering every possible option on when to open and by what measure. The former may be far more daunting than the latter, as world citizens continue to have issues, whether trivial or real, with the vaccines. Possible side effects that have been published have not helped the vaccination cause either, and the no vaccine fight is set to go on for a bit longer. And don't talk about all the misinformation. The misinformation, I believe, is winning the war against the vaccine fight. And while international organizations continue to push the importance of being vaccinated, the CDC now has issued new guidelines with respect to fully vaccinated travelers and individuals. The Center for Disease Control has asserted that fully vaccinated travelers can move about locally at low risk. They were, however, poised that they must seek to follow non-medical protocols, such as the wearing of masks and social distancing in large crowds. However, the CDC has not issued any quarantine time for fully vaccinated individuals, having cited low risk attached to the fully vaccination. So St. Kitts and Nevis remains one of the few low-risk COVID destinations and has done a remarkable job. Remarkable. This unity administration, under the leadership of Prime Minister Timothy Harris, they have done a remarkable job in the protection of its citizens and while doing a good job of staying above the red lines. How do they match up, though, against some other countries within the region when we look at quarantine periods? Barbados was one of the first countries to issue new guidelines with respect to fully vaccinated travelers. A negative PCR test, a quarantine period, I think, of 1 or 2 days. Unvaxxed travelers, 5 to 7 days. In Grenada, the quarantine period, 2 days. The British Virgin Islands, 0. Saba, 0. So all of these countries, they have low single-digit quarantine period, with the exception of Angola, who's going through their cluster right now. Well, they call it a cluster. So it surely would be good to understand the thinking behind this new recommendation of 9 days. But one thing for sure, be it 9 days or 0 days, citizens and residents must protect themselves and avoid what happened in Anguilla to happen on St. Kitts and Nevis. So, with the task force, even though I've asked those questions, and the challenges the government is facing, it's almost as if, damned if you do, damned if you don't. But tough decisions need to be made. Stay safe, my friends. Good night.
I'm very hungry.
Whoa, was that your stomach? You need to get on down to Carl & Son's Unique Bakery, your number one spot for sandwiches, pastries, cakes, and more for breakfast and lunch. Are you in a rush? Call in your order at 543-1059 for town and 544-2462 for Cold Bay. Follow their Facebook page to see their daily lunch specials. Carl & Son's, the right choice since 1982.
It's been a while that you're thinking or dreaming of your new home. Let Affluent Homes turn that dream into reality. Leave it to us to deliver. A team of architects and designers have created award-winning designs. We will work with you to develop the distinctive look you envision. For real estate development, property sales and management, you must think of Affluent Homes Limited. Check out our website at www.affluenthomesnevis.com or email us merchant@merchantlc.com or call us today at 1-869-665-2121. Affluent Homes Limited.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice to your tragedy. Television online and overseas.